Hi, it's Sarah Gibson Tuttle, the founder of Olive & June. Can I tell you the one thing that always makes my day better? A fresh manicure. But here's the thing. Who has the time or budget to go to the nail salon every week? That's why we created the Olive & June Gel Mani System. It gives you that same glossy, long-lasting mani you get at a salon for so much less. It comes with everything you need, a pro-level LED lamp, salon-grade tools, our damage-free gel polish that lasts up to 21 days, just prep, paint, cure, and you're good to go. And the best part, it's so easy and super affordable. So skip that $80 salon appointment. Get that salon quality look at home on your schedule. Head to oliveandjune.com/mannymagic20 and use code mannymagic20 for 20% off your first gel system. That's oliveandjune.com/mannymagic20, code mannymagic20 for 20% off your first gel mani system.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Sephora, and even Expedia. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
I am Daniel Lucas and welcome to Book 101 Review. Book 101 is all about the books that I read for the last 40 years. And today I have my special guest. He is a visionary alchemist, 2 times best-selling author, founder of the Collab Global Entrepreneur Collaborator, or Collaboration, no other than Mr. Chad Jenkins.
Very good to see you.
Yes, welcome on Book 101, Mr. Chad. And can you please introduce more about yourself that I miss?
Oh, yeah, you wrapped it up. So definitely a serial entrepreneur with about 50-plus organizations in my wake. Over that time period, I figured out exactly what I was doing to be able to identify the value creation opportunity that empowered me to start so many organizations or companies. And it was the keen awareness of friction that drives a lot of behavior inside of organizations that they're just not paying attention to. And then a couple key questions, one of them being a catalyst to make us all think bigger. And it comes down to exactly what the book cover that you're showing here and the book title is, Just Add a Zero. So it was the awareness that we're all not thinking big enough. And if we would just ask bigger questions, we would have bigger answers and therefore bigger outcomes. So today, you mentioned the global entrepreneur collaboration called the CoLab. Everything I do is a collaboration where I leverage, an example, Mr. Daniels' vision, capability, or reach, and combine it with my or someone else's vision, capability, or reach, and it helps them grow like no one else in their industry.
Mr. Chad, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and wisdom to the world. Hoping for more and more empowering books like this to come. Just Add a Zero. Tell us what all this all about.
Okay. So Just Add a Zero was the awareness that everything that you see right now in front of you, no matter where you are on the planet, it all started in somebody's imagination. The further awareness that whoever came up with the idea did not make that idea real, nor did they make it recur without a collaboration. So if that is true, and we all were factory installed by our creator with an imagination, this is where all our ideas come from. What's the difference in the people that make those ideas real and recur versus the ones that just have ideas and they get away. So it led me to write this particular book because that is the way in which I think. Some of the fundamentals I've just shared with you, I have no obstacles that I cannot overcome because it's all a collaboration in the first place. All of the obstacles that I see preventing me from taking those ideas that I have and making them real and eventually making them recur is leveraging the power of collaboration. So to just add a zero is to empower people to think big enough so that the first thing they think is there's no way I could do this by myself. And the reality is they've never done anything by themselves. When we're born, we have absolutely nothing. We collaborate with our family to even survive. But somewhere along the way, we stop thinking big and we start just bowing down to the conventions and competing for growth. So everything chalked in and written about in Just Out of Zero empowers the individual, whether you're an entrepreneur, which is exactly what I deal with all over the world, or if you're working in a major enterprise, you yourself have vision. You know how things could be better, but you don't take action. When you're empowered with the idea and the knowledge that the action that you want to take is finding the other person who has capabilities, but they don't have your vision, and collaborating with them on bringing that idea to reality. That's why I wrote it, to empower people.
To empower people all over the world. And congratulations for doing that, Mr. Todd. Just at the zero, promise exponential growth. Mm-hmm. Remove this film suggests an obstacle. So what is this all about? And can you expound more?
Yeah, so remove the film. I mentioned starting over 40 companies. I'm sorry, over 50 companies. The remove the film. So film, just like we all have had new iPhones, or perhaps you bought a new TV, or maybe you bought a new car. And on the screens, they have film. You can see the screen, but if you were to remove the film, the screen gets a lot more vibrant. That's the way in which I see the world. So the film word, F-I-L-M, in my world stands for friction, identification, leverage the market. So the friction, in another book I have written about the three types of friction. It's in the book Friction Fuel. And it's just as if you were to pull up to a gas station, you have regular fuel, you have plus grade fuel, and you have premium fuel. If you were to really look at all the companies that exist today, they were born out of the awareness of a friction that was impacting a certain amount of people, and they had an idea for a solution. And if they created that solution, somebody in their due diligence team figured out how many people they could actually help with their solution. So friction identification, leverage the market, seemed to be a very easy concept for me as a young person and kid who grew up on a farm in South Carolina, where it's not a very major metropolis. It's a farm. I had to figure out how I could become like these companies that I saw all around the world. What was the secret sauce? What was the formula that empowered them to create value and to grow bigger than others? And I figured it out. Friction drives all the ability to create value for someone else. If you become aware of the friction, if you personally self, have ideas on how things could be better. If you validate the leverage the market side, is to say, you know, if I come up with a solution after I've identified this friction, how many people will it help? So I've used that particular strategy to create all these companies. I use it every day. There's frictions in industries that no one is creating a solution for. I call that premium friction. The frictions that most people react to, I call mid-grade, just like plus fuel at a gas station. Those plus frictions are capturing the complaints of the clients that you serve and reacting to those, creating more value, and they continue to pay you money. That's wonderful. The last type of friction, the one that doesn't pay very well, it's the friction that everyone is reacting to. Perhaps you don't have money for payroll. Perhaps you're not going to make it on time. Perhaps you're standing on a train track and there's a train coming. If you don't get off, you're going to get ran over. That's a friction, and you will react to it. The real friction, the sexy friction, as I like to reference it, is premium friction. The premium friction is the type of friction that you may recognize in your job, in your industry, perhaps in your company. And no one has a solution. Also, at this moment, no one's complaining about it. But you have picked up on it. And if you do that and create a solution after you have validated the leveraging the market portion of remove the film, how many people can I serve if I create this solution? You now have empowered yourself to create a business that doesn't exist today. You are in a market of one. And you can price it the way you want and grow like no one else because you don't have any competition. So oftentimes I have recognized that people want to complain a lot. They don't want to come up with a solution. This remove the film is a mechanism or a formula to empower each and every person to react to those frictions that they see, leverage the market, and build companies or organizations or even services and reach their full potential.
Full potential indeed. And Mr. Chad, why is collaboration specifically the key to exponential 10 times growth rather than just incremental improvement? What is the psychological shift required to believe this?
It's a return to the building blocks of humanity. First, I think it's a great question. We have all, starting in the third grade of conventional school, grade school, been taught to have convergent thinking, not divergent thinking. Before that time, if you all can think back, you may have been playing with little army men or perhaps the Disney princess. And in your mind, that was real. The hill was real. They were going to overtake it with all the little army men or the tanks. Or the princess was actually having some tea with you. And we remember that. But as you got a little bit older, they want us to make the same grades on a math test as each and every other person. And that's not the way we're wired. As a kid, we were told, you're made unique. You can be anything that you want to be. All of the parents tell their children that. The challenge is, no one helps them with how to activate that uniqueness. But if you think back, all the way to the beginning of humanity, when we decided that I did not want to get eaten by the lions and tigers, perhaps I would collaborate with Daniel, and we would not get eaten by the lions and tigers. That was a collaboration. But as I mentioned, along the way, and I feel like it's really driven by the concept of man managing man, teach them to compete. Because if you collect them and combine them together, no one can defeat them. And I'm saying, hey, here's a novel concept. Let's return to what we know works. I am unique. My mom was right. So was yours. But if we'll focus on what makes Daniel unique and what makes Chad unique, and then let's ask a crazy question. What happens when we combine the uniqueness of Daniel and the uniqueness of Chad? So now you're starting probably to see a pattern. If you recognize friction in the industry, or perhaps you've already taken action on that, you've created a company, maybe you have a small business, and you're trying to grow by 20 or 35% a year. In the conventional U.S., if you grow more than 35%, you are considered a high growth company. Why? Why don't we just double every year? And the first thing that people say is, oh, I can't do that because. Great. We know why they can't do it. It's a lack of vision. It's a lack of capability. Or it's a lack of reach. If you had the knowledge of how to do it, you would be doing it. If you already had the capabilities, you would be doing it. And if you had the trusted relationships or reach, when you created that, you could sell all that you wanted to do. But you don't have those things. Now you have options. You can do it the conventional way and you can scrape all your money together. Maybe you go get a loan and then you can pay for somebody else's what? Vision, capability, or reach. But if you take a step back and understand that that money that you went to borrow is nothing more than a capability. Because the only thing that you can do with cash is pay for someone else's vision, capability, or reach. So if I can go to the person that has the capability that I need to grow by 100% in my small business, or perhaps I don't know how, and I go and work with somebody who has excellent and unlimited vision. Sometimes they call them mentors. Or perhaps I go to the person who has the credit card number on file. Remember, it is 2025. There's a lot of entrepreneurs on the planet. I realized somewhere around 2020, all the businesses that I owned, every client I'd ever want for those businesses, there was another entrepreneur who already was known, was liked, and was trusted by those clients to the point they probably had their credit card number on file. So if I were to consider leveraging the art of collaboration and collaborate with that entrepreneur who already had the vision of how to do what I wanted to do, or maybe they had the capabilities that I didn't have to make my vision become a reality, or perhaps they already had all the clients that I wanted for this new business to the extent they had the credit card number on file. So I could spend all the money, remember, money being a capability only, I could spend all the money to get those clients who the other entrepreneur had credit card numbers on file. And maybe after 3 months or 6 months or 9 months, they knew me. And after another 3 to 6 or 9 months, they liked me. And perhaps after another couple months, they ended up trusting me. And finally, they did business with me. Or a novel concept would I could be collaborating with that entrepreneur who had a wealth of clients and they already had the payment method on file. And perhaps I would say, Mr. Joey, we'll pretend that this entrepreneur's name is Joey. If any of the people who know you, like you, trust you, would like to buy my product or service, anytime it happens, you get 10% of the revenue, I get 90. I could do that deal in the morning between 8 and 9 a.m. And for the rest of the day, perhaps I'd done my homework, I could do 4 more deals like that. How many do you think I'm going to sell in the first 30 days doing it my way versus the other person who's trying to figure out the marketing plan? I would argue that I would have much more an exponential outcome than the person that did it the conventional way. Because you see, in my scenario, I did not spend time on coming up with a marketing plan, nor did I spend time on interviewing marketing companies, nor did I spend time on reviewing the monthly reporting from that marketing company to know that it wasn't right. But in 2 months, as everybody has been told, the phone's going to start ringing. In my scenario, when the phone rang, it meant that I had a sale. I received 90% of whatever the revenue is, and I gave Mr. Joy 10%. But in that same day, I created 4 more collaborations. Now, every time the phone rings, I'm paying 1 of 4 people. But every time the phone rings, I'm getting paid. This is fundamental. And I mentioned that it's based upon the building blocks of humanity. But we don't have this taught to us in schools today. Maybe in the future, I'm going to create a collaboration with other collab partners around the world who already have education for school systems, and we'll create a school that teaches this type of framework. But it's really a return to where we came from. It's not an evolution to.
Mr. Chad, how does the philosophy of collaboration you teach differ fundamentally from traditional networking or strategic partnerships?
It's a great question. Whenever you partner on something, we're going to go do something together. When we enter into a collaboration, we become something together. Fundamental differences. The collaboration does not exist in this example. If Daniel doesn't show up or if Chad doesn't show up, there is no collaboration. But if it's a partnership, we had to go and create a partnership agreement. We probably went and drafted a buy-sell agreement. We may have even gotten buy-sell insurance. It's way different in my world than it is the convention. It's a key difference between partnerships and collaboration.
Mr. Chad, as an author or best-selling author, Vision Alchemist, founder of the Collab, what are your short-term and long-term goals?
So my short-term goals, today we have an average between 20 and 50 entrepreneurs that are joining the Collab so that they can begin to leverage the power of collaboration in the CoLab itself, we have hundreds of entrepreneurs represented from all over the planet. So it truly is a global collaboration. And I learned a long time ago, similar to many of the themes that we talked about today in our conversation, that the only thing I can do is give what I have been given. So think about being in a room or a community with entrepreneurs who all have their own vision, capability, and reach that are showing up every day to help you create this idea that you have in the shortest time possible. So today, the short term is 10,000. The long term is to change and impact humanity, to evolve collaboration from a concept that everyone talks about to a culture that we live by. So we're growing at an exponential rate, which of course is that we're drinking our own Kool-Aid, so to speak, and it is working. I just want to help others see how easy this is and to understand that you already have everything that you need. The only thing that you can do in life is give what you've been given. But when you show up with a go-giver attitude, not a go-getter attitude, when you're in community, you don't have to worry about what you're going to get, because you've got a ton more people doing that. So let's say that I am, when I am successful in my passion and my purpose to evolve collaboration from a concept to a culture, and you perhaps have 8.2 billion people on the planet that show up tomorrow wanting to give what they've been given to Daniel to help your ideas become reality, and you're doing the same for them. Think about where humanity would be then.
Good luck to your goals, Mr. Todd, and looking forward for more success. And what would be your piece of advice for those people out there who want to be like you?
To know that you have all that you need, to understand what your vision, these ideas that you have, write them down. The only thing that's holding them back from becoming a reality is you sharing them with somebody who has the capabilities or the reach to make your ideas become real and recur. And by the same token, understand your capabilities. Show up to give them. And the reach, everyone who hears this has a trusted group of relationships. That trust group of relationships that you have is exactly what someone else needs for their idea to come to life. So show up to give.
Thank you for that advice, Mr. Chad. And can you please recommend a book or books that influence your journey?
Oh, absolutely. Influence by Robert Cialdini. One of the best books. I do go back and read it. I'm a big trying to understand the psychology of the way that we think, hence the collaboration piece, and to really understand what is the secret formula to success. I figured it out. It's collaboration. So the Robert Cialdini is to help me communicate it clearly, because that doesn't come very easy. That's obviously one of them. How to Win Friends and Influence People is another key one. And the list goes on and on. I'll tell you one that is very recent, and it complements Just Out of Zero, but Dr. Ben Hardy is a much better writer than I am. And his newest book, which is The Science of Scaling. In that book, he talks about having impossible goals and impossible deadlines. So if you think about it, just adding a zero to the revenue that you want to do is 10 times growth in your business. First thing you're going to tell me is you can't do that. And by the same token, if you tell me how long it will take you to do that, the first thing you're going to tell me is you can't do it in a tenth of the time. And I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. It's all a collaboration, as it has been since the day you were born into this world. The faster you start embracing it and understanding it, the quicker you get to your ultimate success and reach your fullest potential. But those books are very influential. Thanks for asking. And thanks for the time.
Yes, thank you for that recommended book, Mr. Chad. And how the personal zero can this zero philosophy be applied to personal growth and career advancement, not just business revenue?
Yeah, so on the personal side, you all have goals. And if you were to think about how big those goals are and add a zero to them, let's say on a personal side as well, you're going to said that you're going to go somewhere with your child this weekend. It's a Labor Day weekend. If you were to grade this event that you're going to go to. A zero is going to be a really bad experience. A 10 is going to be a great experience. Once you grade that experience, ask yourself one question. How could I make it a 700 if it's a 70? Or if it's going to be an 8, how can I make it an 80? Or if it's going to be a 10 out of 10, how can you make it 100? The thing is, you have the ability to do so. You were just not asking a big enough question. And the just add a zero is always a mechanism that you can do just by simply giving a grade to something future or something you're about to embark upon, an experience or an engagement, and just grade it. And then ask yourself one question. If I added a zero to this number that I just graded this experience, what would I have to do to make it 10 times better? You'll be surprised what ideas you come up with. It's all in there. We just need to ask the right question.
Well, before we wrap up our discussion for today, Mr. Chad, I'm inviting you to please do listen to my other podcast, People, My Other Podcasts, because my abstract essay is already in fifth season, abstract poetry in second season, and my book 101 review in fifth season too, comedy 101 in second season, and my food 101 in fifth season as well, geography 101 in fourth season, and my baby podcast, Law 101 and Mental Health 101, Love Letters in third season, and Movie 101 Review and Music 101 in fourth season, and Science 101 and Sex 101 in its first season. Please listen for them wherever you listen your podcast. So, Mr. Chad, if you could leave the audience with one fundamental principle to remember about exponential growth through collaboration, what would it be?
It would absolutely be show up every day with the intent to give what you've been given. When you focus on how what you've been given can impact someone else, and you ask one question applicable to collaboration, is how we're going to split the outcome if anything happens. You can move at 100x speed, not 10x, and certainly not 2x. We've been trained to figure out what we can get out of our engagement. No time in our past have we been thinking or trained to figure out how we can give what we've been given and just split the outcome of the impact. That's what I would leave you with. Because you can do it no matter where you are, right now, today.
Right now, today, people, stop procrastinating and just do it. And Mr. Chad, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and wisdom to the world.
Thank you very much.
Yes, so can you please invite our listeners to support your books, your advocacy, or whatever projects that you're doing right now?
Yes, thank you. You can find us at seedspark.com. Of course, justaddzero.com. You can find the book, and we're quite active on LinkedIn with this type of methodology. So thanks so much for the opportunity, Daniel.
Yes, people, let's support Mr. Chad Jenkins, because if you support him, for sure more and more empowering books like this to come, more and more empowering advocacy to come. So Mr. Chad, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much, Daniel. Have a great day, sir.
More to come, people. See you soon.
Thank you, sir.
You are more